Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hi, everyone. Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Little Blue House, Wendy Hewitt, Jake Ellis, Hannah Capricious, Bunny with a Switchblade, Jennifer Hartshorn, Lucifer Morningstar, Deneate Suyen Tanokotye. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 123 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Azu.
Sasha.
Ham and Slohurin Altaham.
Chris Optrick, Act Amsterdam.
You're very good at this. I'm so happy.
Yeah, we even know our names.
So, let's take a moment and have a quick recap. The party made it to Rome. You managed to fight off...
people?
They ran away.
Creatures. Who knows?
Definitely Squizzards.
Squizzards!
Yeah, I was promised a boss fight and they ran, they fled, because they know how easily we take down boss fights. And now I'm like, I'm all pent up with no release. It's very frustrating.
Hammond's
it's
okay, got spell blue balls.
There's a big wibbly wobbly thing surrounded by smaller wibbly wobbly. Basically, there's a hole in the world that someone made and it made other holes and it's all a bit wrong. And apparently all of your hostages are in that hole. But if you go in that hole, you might also get stuck in a hole. Mm. I mean, that's a pretty accurate summation, right?
That's a holistic take.
Meanwhile, Grizzop made a load of friends.
I'm in a spy film.
A really, really bad one.
Oh, God, they're so amazingly...
Grizzop's all stocked up with nowhere to go.
Absolutely so, fantastic.
But I met... A woman.
Ooh. A beautiful
woman.
I'm going to start...
She wasn't someone we already recognised. She wasn't like Curie or something.
Not someone I recognise.
Grizzop has never seen this person.
I didn't meet Amelia Eyre.
Am going...
She was a gnome.
I'm going to immediately pick up with Grizzop, if I may. Mm. So you both share that moment of that perfect shining eye contact moment of... How did this happen? What are we doing here?
Are you getting me to Rome?
Grizzop, right?
Who are you?
Yes, I'm probably thinking so. I'm now going to give you a proper description rather than a quick episode ender. They are a quite tall for an elf. Elf. Full elf.
Ooh.
Not a half elf. A full elf.
What's their accent?
Their accent, they are speaking to you in flawless, received pronunciation.
Oh, God.
They
elves.
They are dressed up to the nines. Very elegantly, but there's... far too much jewellery for someone who's just going around the place. Like, they're very, very kind of well put together in a way that you've... Yeah. That
immediately ungratiated themselves.
Yeah, I know, right? They look so out of place in here. Like, they're clearly from somewhere that they had to pull all kinds of strings to get her down here. I could get you to Rome, if you'd be willing to answer me a couple of questions.
Depends on the questions. Get on with it.
Is Sasha there?
Who wants to know?
That's my boy. Sasha doesn't know why, but her heart. She feels loved.
You know what? Some things transcend even Rome.
Yep.
Aww.
I used to be her tutor a very long time ago, and I've been looking for her a very, very long time.
What's your name?
Are you Grizzop?
What's your name? You seem to know.
I need to know if you're Grizzop or not. I can leave and you can just wait for Rome yourself. It's not going to come to you.
This Grizzop character, what do you know of him? Is he, in fact, a goblin paladin of Artemis? Because this is a ridiculous coincidence. Oh, yes, obviously, because when I walked in the door, you said, oh, Grizzop. Yes, I'm Grizzop. Now, who are you?
She takes a moment. Tell me something about Sasha that only someone that actually knows Sasha would know.
Well, when's the last time you met her? Because I can tell you a lot of things that happened in the last X months.
Tell me something you actually know about her.
What is your name?
I will give you all of the help that you want if you'll just answer my question.
What is your name?
Final chance.
If I actually knew Sasha, I'd know that she wouldn't want me to take help from somebody who won't tell me her name and then claims a connection with Sasha. So, what is your name? Or I will leave and maybe shoot your eyeballs off. Because you are very annoying.
I understand why you're upset.
What's your name? Wait. I think she mentioned one. If I know her, which I might not. Is your name Beaming Gusset?
Her eyebrows raise.
Oh, you knew that one.
Okay.
Oh, also I locked Barrett up and almost executed him. It was great.
You get another raised eyebrow.
Do you want me to do the same to you?
I can get you to Rome.
Good, do it.
But I need one last check from you. Forgive me for this.
What's your name?
Are you able to prove to me that you're a paladin of any in any way? I will tell you everything. I will give you everything that you want to know.
The Noct bow.
Mm-hmm.
I light it with a holy fire and shoot it between her feet.
Okay.
Nice.
What's your name?
She takes a moment.
I'll move the bow higher.
Something that you can recognise is a spell that Hamid's cast before.
What's your name?
She casts Detect Magic on it.
What's your name?
Very good.
Three.
My name is Eldarion.
Yeah, no idea. Don't care. Fine. Get me to Rome.
I'll put my bow away.
Where in Rome are they?
That is to be
you
fair,
really expect
fair.
Me to know?
Okay.
The worst bit.
Good.
Yeah. Yes.
I understand you're frustrated. I'm only trying to help you.
I understand you're annoying and talk slow. Now, send me to the worst bit of Rome, please.
Very well. She turns to the old woman who's there just like, oh, this is so awkward. She just leans down and says something to her in Arabic. The woman's like, okay, yeah, okay. And then she gestures for you to head out the corridor and starts walking herself.
Oh, wait, before I go,
pointing at the old lady,
you are just terrible spies. That was awful. It was really obvious you were all doing conspiratorial things, so maybe just buck your ideas up and stop being so obvious. Because if I did want to put down this cell, you would all have been dead about 15 times over. Okay? Bye!
As she's walking out of the corridor, Eldarion's just like, you would be amazed.
I don't like you, shut up.
She carries on regardless. You would be amazed at the resources that we've had to spend to keep them out of trouble. Keeps walking, goes up to the back garden. Right. The worst bit, you said.
Yes. You remind me of a man that I work with.
That'd be Wild, is my guess.
Oh, you remind me so much of him. Get me away from you, please.
Okay. Please bear with me. This isn't exactly a simple spell.
Really? Oh, I expect you could do it with two rocks and one word. Of course it's not a simple spell.
It's harder when you keep talking. Just goes quiet.
Stare daggers, obviously.
I'm going to jump to the rest of the party.
Okay. Whoop, whoop, snicking around.
I'm going to give you one extra piece of info. Einstein has given you nothing useful the whole time. He just keeps looking at different angles and he's like, yeah, that makes sense. You know what wouldn't work here? A teleport, I'll tell you that. Or prestidigitation. Good spell.
I will try the mobile stone.
Einstein kind of looks at you a bit weird, like, right here, as it's...
So Sasha said that when she first looked through the ceiling, the four of them were around this portal.
Ah.
In the middle of some sort of ritual.
Oh, okay.
And then she dropped a bomb in.
Oh, okay, that's bad. Oh, yeah, that could be
that
bad.
Could that have been the cause of it going wrong?
Takes a moment and looks. What's a bomb made of?
Alchemical ingredients of some kind.
Okay, so we're not talking bomb like, you know, a planar detonation the likes of which the universe has rarely seen.
No,
probably not then, you know.
Okay, but what if they were in the middle of the ritual to create this, but got the ritual got interrupted?
Again,
could that be the
kind
cause?
Of looks around. I mean, if they did on their own, that's super bad, because they could totally do that anywhere, you know. It may have just already been here, you know?
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, did you capture one of them? That'd be super useful. We could interrogate them, you know?
We would have told you if we did. We would have liked to.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what we're...
Yeah. You should totally try finding one.
Well, that's what the other two are doing.
Oh, cool. Smash to them.
Okay.
How wide-ranging are you?
Pretty wide.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going sneakily. Because obviously they can disappear.
Can you both please give me a perception check? Mm-hmm. This is the kind of thing I would take a 10 on, but you can't for this specific thing, if you know what I mean.
Oh, 10.
27.
Sasha, eventually, like, you've covered the
good
entire complex. There was a moment where you saw, like, another of those wolf things that never caught the scent of you two, and you're like, no. Nah. Yeah, and then you sort of take a moment and you're like, we're going about this the wrong way. For them to be here... Either they can come and go as they please, or you've got to store something. Mm-hmm. So where would you store stuff? So then Sasha starts going around like, okay, if I was going to be hiding supplies, where would I hide supplies? Mm-hmm. And eventually you start heading down into the
basement.
Yeah, you start heading down into the basement.
Spooky basement.
Mostly. At first it's got a bit of spook, but it kind of wears out when there's nothing here. There's not the scuttle of rats or spite. There is nothing alive within miles. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, okay... And then eventually you see one place and he's like, oh, come on, That's got secret door all over it. Lo and behold, it's just people have piled bricks instead of there being a wall there. Mm. And you find some crates of supplies.
Ooh, what sort of supplies?
They are all mundane supplies. You're talking like climbing equipment, blah, 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 blah. And then right towards the back,
any potions?
You find a large collection of what you guess are magic-y stuff, as in it isn't magic, it's not glowing or anything. But, you know, when you see, in this kind of a world, when you see lots of pots of incense, glittery dust, you know, pieces of paper, that kind of thing, it's not exactly a huge leap of logic.
It's not arts and crafts.
No. You know what I mean? No. Like, it could be, but it's probably not.
We should take this back to Hammond.
Already chucking it in a bag without holding.
But worth noting, there are clothes for humans there. Mm. There are food that, you know, humans can eat. There
are
unmarked boxes.
For halflings and gnomes.
No. Mm. But in terms of it, there's nothing especially valuable apart from the magic-y box of magic-y stuff. Mm. You know, magic-y stuff.
Let's have lunch.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
For what it's worth, the food, to be perfectly clear, it hasn't gone weird, it hasn't spoiled, it's not, you know, rancid and...
We're in a thing of Hades, and there's food. We shouldn't eat it.
Come on. Sasha doesn't know her classical mythology.
Sasha does not.
It'll be fine.
Very true.
So, presumably you collect some stuff and take it up. What do you take?
Collect it all up and go trouncing back up.
I'll say that you collect as much as you realistically can because, you know,
I've got bags of holding coming out of my ears.
Do you want to load the whole lot up?
All the magic stuff, yes.
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't necessarily move all the crates.
Because that's what I'm talking about. It's like, with a bag of holding, you could, but you are looking at, like, a room about as big as the one that we are recording in right now, full of crates.
Yep.
Stuff.
Well, then I just put the a bit of extra rope because you can never have enough rope.
So essentials.
Essentials.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. You stock up and then head back to where Hammond is and Einstein.
Are there any daggers though?
There are. What's it called? Tool knives. Mm. So not like combat knives. Not fancy. They're just like, you know, this is good for cutting rope kind of knives. You know. They're very boring compared to the stuff that you're currently
leave them
toting around.
This is a sign of character growth.
Knives that Sasha didn't take.
But yeah, you all reconvene back at the atrium.
That's what you dream about when you're old, all the knives not taken.
Yeah.
You reconvene back at the atrium as soon as Einstein's like, I mean, so the problem is the hostages, you know? Because with lots of hostages, I reckon we could blow it all up, you know? Like, that solves most things.
Yeah, but definitely not with people trapped in there.
No.
Is there any way to tell how long it's lasted? You think it might have been there...
Oh, okay.
...here before they were. And, like, the gate spell normally doesn't last more than a minute or so.
Oh, yeah, that's a super short spell, yeah. Curie's big fan of the gate spell. She never really talks about it, but she's big fan of the gate spell, you know? But
So how would we go about telling how long it's been in this state, do you think? Any tests we could do?
I mean, on the fly is a little difficult.
And I've got a lot of stuff in these bags of holding.
No, it's okay. Like, we can go through some basic stuff, you know? Okay, yeah. So step one. Has any event of significance happened at this site?
Well, not since the fall of Rome 2,000 years ago, probably.
Okay, cool. So possibly could be from the fall of Rome 2,000 years ago.
That's one end of our
So that's
window.
One end, yeah, sure. So what's the most recent event of significance?
The bomb that fell in it just
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, okay, so. So, unless Sasha
But we know it was there before the bomb went in.
Oh, right, okay, so. So it's not the bomb then. I mean, okay. Has anyone important been at this space ever?
I don't think we know, do we?
Well, I'm running short on the list, Hamid, you know. Do you know anyone that did this?
I cast Detect Magic.
Uh-oh. Down Hamid falls. Poof. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. The headache's a killer.
Ow!
Yep.
Well, it was worth a shot.
Take a moment.
Yeah,
I know that I'm the stupid one here, but
okay.
You just cast Detect Magic on a spell that's been here, like, what, ages? Yeah, it's probably
going
to hurt.
It's a clue that it's been here a while. I'm just going to rest my eyes for a minute, if that's okay, Professor.
Yeah, maybe rest your brain too, okay? I'm going to jump to Grizzop. So, the woman's been there, stood very, very calmly, very still for ages. to the point where it's really clear she's not casting magic of any kind, because that's not how magic works.
Ahem.
She holds up a finger and returns to being really still and quiet for a moment. Okay, we're going to give this a go. So I know that you're annoyed and I know that you're impatient, but you have to listen to me. Do not lose sight of me. I will not be able to find you again when this is done. Do you understand me?
Oh, it's fine. We've got Einstein.
She takes a moment.
Yeah, see, we're doing things which you also don't understand, so just get me to Rome so I can go do the important things instead of standing
here. Please tell me Einstein hasn't been teleporting Sasha around.
I don't know.
Fair
point. Would you mind just sending me to Rome, please, now? Like you said you would.
Oh, I'm going to.
Sage life advice. Because I don't want it. Thank you. And if I die, it's my god that'll sort me out, not you. So, can it and get casting.
Where we're going through, your god won't be able to find you.
Blah, blah, blah. Come on, get on with it.
Very well. So she takes a moment. And then she begins casting a spell. Something flashy, and not unnecessarily flashy. Like, it starts quite small, you know, talking gestures and things. As it goes on, it becomes clear, this is big. Like, it's taking ages, and is being done very carefully and slowly, and you start noticing the signs that big stuff's going on, which tends to be less pops and whistles than things like, everything's gone quiet. Mm. All of the wind is blowing towards you from all directions. At which point, she's casting and casting and casting, she stops and she holds her hand out for you to take.
I'll take it.
Don't let go. And she steps forward. Do you step with her?
Yeah.
You step out of the world.
Okay.
Okay. This is not teleporting. Teleporting is the whole world pushes in on you a bit and then, oh, you're somewhere else. It's a bit uncomfortable, but it's not bad. This is you heading into somewhere completely new and different.
Planar shift?
Yeah, we're planeswalking.
Yeah, basically.
I am Jace Bellerin!
The first thing that happens is, give me a fort save.
Then tap some land.
Ooh, you're gonna be sick.
Probably. 12.
You immediately lose your footing. immediately lose your footing. As does Eldarion. Like, you both immediately sort of stumble. Give me a reflex save.
20.
Okay. You both manage to hold on to one another. The reason that you stumble is up is shifting constantly. You haven't even had a chance to sort of open your eyes and process what's happening. It's just like, up's there. No, wait, it's down. Okay, what is this? You finally manage to open your eyes and you feel like you're in the same place. But every single movement that you make warps the entire landscape around you. And the further away something is, the more warped that it gets. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, when you try and stand up, yeah, the trees near you are swaying a little bit. The mountains, you know, 70, 80 miles away, are swinging up and down and wrapping around, like, kaleidoscopically. Mm-hmm. It is...
You've been incepted.
It is hell in terms of balance, navigation, etc. You notice that Eldarion's eyes are closed.
Okay.
You'll find it a lot easier if you just close your eyes and go with it.
Yeah, this is really cool.
It tends to be right up until it's not.
Okay. Oh, we did something like this in the bank in Cairo.
Step with me.
All right.
She takes a step forward. Presumably you do so.
Yes.
The world rolls. By which I mean, it feels for a very small moment like you're inside a sphere. With the sky as the top and the ground as the bottom. And you stepping isn't you moving along. The world is rolling in a very weird way. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're walking uphill, even though you're on the flat, and you seem to have covered a vast, like a grossly vast distance, and you are just not in Damascus anymore. You have no idea where you are.
Kansas, probably.
At some point, a bird flies through you. However, it stops being a bird when it's flying through you, becomes a collection of shapes and colours, and then reconstitutes itself and flies on its way. Give me another fort save.
28.
You are managing to keep it together, but you are feeling parts of you going strange. By which I mean, you know you're seeing the landscape warp? There's a little moment of maybe you... If you have your eyes open or closed, it doesn't really matter. You're looking at your fingers, and then they're all warping one way and then warping back a little bit. Eldarion seems to be kind of a fixed point in a world that has gone very strange and very, very weird.
Keep my eyes open, but I shuffle a little closer to her.
Yeah. You still with me?
Yeah.
Okay, one, two, three. She takes another step. The world completely shifts again. Please give me a force save.
22.
You feel both of your legs are starting to give way on you. You don't lose your footing, but there's a very horrible moment where your knees are not there anymore. That was fun. Then they came back, but there were two on each leg. That was strange, but it seems to be settling itself up. It's really unpleasant. It's clear why no one ever would choose to travel this way ever, but you still manage to keep hold of like a tight rein on her hand. You take a moment to sort of look around with you. You appear to be on a seabed.
Oh.
However, it's rather disturbing because when you look down, you realise that's the sky and there doesn't appear to be a ground at all.
Oh.
She's still with you. She takes another step. Give me another fort save.
Natural one.
This one gets you. Please give me a reflex save.
19.
Okay. This step, you were slightly out of time with her. Just enough for there to be a couple of thousand miles between your fingertips and your toes. And you can feel the stretch. I don't mean that things break or anything like that, but humans, goblins, sentient races in general shouldn't really feel themselves stretched over a thousand-mile space.
That sounds fair.
It hurts a lot, and you are really struggling to process it because you realise that the back of your head is still catching up with you. She reaches down, sort of manages to pick you up. Your hand is sort of locked on. She manages to pluck you up again. How are we doing? Okay. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I'm going to jump back to the rest of the party at this stage. Azu and Sasha have turned up with all of the equipment and the magic stuff.
Yeah. All right, barbecue time, guys.
Yeah, let's have some lunch.
Yeah. What's with... You know what, actually? Yeah, let's do that. Let's take a break. Let's all have some food, have a chill, let our knees catch up with us.
Fluff time!
We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Having some food and some hugs.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further.
Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Okay, we come back in from the break. Einstein has started poring over the magical stuff you've got. He's like, oh, okay. Right, okay. So, you know, like...
When Habit's done eating, he'll join him.
Is it me? Or is this complete nonsense? And he holds it out to you.
I study it.
Seems to be. You can try read magic on it, I suppose.
Yeah, I will.
I have spellcraft with a modifier of 6.
Yeah, you can start helping out.
I'm going to have a look at the magical items.
God, roll a crit 20 and be like, well, obviously it's this, you yeah. fool!
Give me a spellcraft check, actually, on all of the magical MacGuffinry.
Okay, magical MacGuffinry roll.
I will deal with Hamid in a sec.
It's only 17.
17? It's nonsense.
Okay.
You do notice, however, that it's nonsense because it's magical script, and magical script is nonsense unless you use read magic, which Hamid does.
Yeah.
You aren't familiar with the spell. It very much appears to be an attempt to close the gate rather than open the gate. But there's a lot of A, improvisation happening here.
Written down improv.
B,
that is secretly how we do it.
B, they're making use of a bunch of things that you've been told, don't do that.
Yeah.
Because it's more likely to go wrong than right. And then the last thing that you know is, Einstein should definitely be able to deduce what you can. Like, anyone with read magic would be able to deduce what you have. Maybe not execute on it, but know it.
But we know Einstein's a bit strange.
So, all of that info you get, even a basic wizard would be able to give a good chunk of the info that you just did. Like, low-level wizards would be able to.
This is a very interesting hint you're giving me, Alex.
Same.
Yeah, no, that's totally...
I mean, yeah, it looks like complete nonsense to me, Professor. I mean, it's obvious what they're trying to do.
Of course, yeah.
But they've...
I start techno-babbling him. So I'm going to use my knowledge arcana to say a different sort of nonsense than is in the note.
Go for it. Techno-babble me. Give me a knowledge arc...
Bluff?
No, give me bluff. Give me bluff, actually. Give me bluff.
When this is done, I want a sense motive on it.
Yeah, please do.
My bluff check is 27.
You start techno-babbling, and at first Einstein seems a little bit thrown. And then he just seems to crank it to 11 via some things that you know are legitimate, till eventually he's just, like, talking at you in things that you're pretty certain might be world-changing levels of, like, magical insight and skill that is not relevant to the situation. And it's become clear to you that, yeah, he's just techno-babbling you, but better than you are him.
I'm going to do a sense motive. I'm watching this going,
please do. Please
what
do.
Is happening? Sense motive on Einstein. Hoping I do well now. Oh.
Yeah.
That's only a 15.
You definitely know that something's up. However, what that is, too difficult to place. There's something that Einstein isn't saying. Let's put it that way. Like, you know that.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, give me a couple of moments. You know, spells take ages to cast sometimes, you know, so just give me a little bit of time.
Einstein, what's going on?
I mean, you know, so we're in Rome, and this guy, Ed, cool guy, he's actually in the thing.
We know that.
Cool. I'm glad I could get you up to speed.
You're being strange. Please stop being strange.
Why would you be hurtful to me? You know, I have been nothing but helpful to you, okay? You know, your family were lovely. You know, the apple is clearly falling very far from... Do you have apples where you grow up? Actually, I didn't see any apples. What do you grow when you... And just off we go, chatting about Azu's home.
Please stop.
Okay.
Hamid, can I speak to you for a moment?
Yeah, okay.
Cool, I'll be here.
Pancakes up.
Nice! This is cool.
All right, Einstein is not being of any use, and I don't know why.
I know, same. He understands so much, but he doesn't understand very much of the same time, and I can't work out which bit is wrong. because he's one of the most accomplished wizards ever, and yet he doesn't seem to know the things he should know, but then he knows some stuff that I can't even get my head around, and it's weird.
Maybe he's been cursed by something, or...
Well, he's been a bit weird ever since we met him, and I can't tell if this is different or new or the same, but something feels a bit off.
Yes.
I'm going to jump to Grizzop. To speed things along, could you please just start with a fort save this time?
Oh. 11.
11, okay. Give me a reflex save.
Oh, that's fine. 24.
Okay. I've done enough checks here to have made this an arduous journey that you are making. I'm not going to do this again and again and again and again. I'm going to skip ahead to... It's horrific, it's awful, and you managed to keep yourself together for a while, and then it came, oh, this isn't going to be a, like, we'll do this a couple of times and be there. This is going to... Okay. And it becomes intolerable, as in, it is agony, it is fundamentally disturbing, and it is... You're already well, well beyond what a normal person would be able to withstand.
So...
My hangovers.
Just... I mean, it's like one of Lydia's hangovers if, you know, you'd had an easy night the night before.
So I cope with this by... Like, I give up. I squeeze my eyes tightly shut. I just let my mind wander away from, like, my body.
Mm-hmm.
I just respond to Darianne's... Whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm.
Eldarian's commands, like, robotically, and I'm concentrating on Artemis, my friends who I'm coming to save, and Vesik.
Okay. Give me a final check. Awesome. Please give me a final fort save check.
19.
The journey finally ends. Turns out it takes a long time for you to even come to and to realise that the things that you're thinking out... Like, separating out thought from reality takes a little bit of a while. Oh, the people that you're thinking about aren't here because here isn't there. Yes. 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 Eldarian puts you down gently, having been holding you most of this way at this point, and then collapses onto the floor, which is baking hot, and you appear to be in skip to description of Rome as I've given it to these guys earlier.
Well, I start by casting Endure Elements from a divine source.
I feel I might be repeating myself a little bit.
Never, ever had this experience before.
Oh,
it's not arcane, so...
It's true. You reach out for a god that isn't there and for help that isn't coming.
No!
I'll go get one of my symbols of Artemis and concentrate harder. I'm not saying no to this. Is the spell expended?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll do it the one more time that I'm allowed to do it.
At first... There's nothing there. But this is Grizzop. So he forces it. He's like, come on! Come on! You! I've done so much for you! That kind of like, really trying it. Finally, something seems to come through. You believe it may have worked? Partially. I don't mean like, you've only got one arm, but more like limited effects. Maybe it's not going to last as long. Maybe it's not going to be as beneficial as it should be. But it's clear that it really took it out of you as well, like gasping for breath. Wow. Okay, and it took the spell slot as well, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, all right. You can do it. You have my back. Right, let's go.
Oh, Eldarian still face down.
Okay.
Like, spread out, splayed in the dust.
I'll give her a poke with my foot.
You all right?
Yep.
Okay.
Just give me a moment.
Yeah.
I'm going to go have a look around.
How are you doing?
Yeah, fine.
Good. Having a look around?
I mean, you can have him make a bluff check if you want to, because that was a bald-faced lie.
You know what? Actually, yeah, give me a bluff check. Give me a bluff check. Bear in mind, she's getting enormous modifiers because she knows the reality of the situation quite well.
60.
Okay. Very well. She starts getting herself up. You start looking around.
Yeah.
You're at the outskirts of a massive, apparently ruined city. Mostly appears to be blasted, like... You see a couple of foundations poking out the ground. Maybe off in the distance there might be a few standing buildings. I'm trying not to repeat myself too much. Sun is fixing the sky, bizarre purple haze, the
yada yada yada
yada yada, shadows will freeze your blood, blah 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 blah. The sun, blah blah blah. Occasional massive flying creatures of a type that you would have
eerie
to do
howls.
Checks. You know, eerie howls occasionally, you know.
We've heard this all before.
All the good stuff.
Spooky, bad, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
big blob somewhere.
Right. So...
Eldarion stands up.
You want to go for the...
Dust herself down.
Biggest, baddest looking building, I guess?
She just gestures around. Rome.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I hope you like it.
No, it's awful, obviously. Shall we go?
Where?
Into the city. Well, I assume whatever's happened isn't on the outskirts, and there's a city over there, so let's go into that.
Can you
creep?
I shouldn't need to. Bear with me. She places her hand on herself and then begins casting with her other hand.
Oh, that went bad for me.
Okay. She kind of stops before the juices get flowing in the magical sense. Right, walking then, I guess?
Yep. Well, basically had to really force Artemis to hear me, so there's some kind of block. I'm assuming it's going to be some horrible Hades things. I don't know how it works for you, but, you know, just take it under advisement.
After you.
All right.
I'm going to sneak away.
Eldarion tries to do the same. Please give me a sneak check.
28.
If only you could sneak for both of you.
Oh, no.
Eldarion is not a complete failure, but what Eldarion is a very tall, pale elf wearing large amounts of glinting jewellery and possibly heels in this wasteland. She's doing the best that she can.
Could have taken the shoes off.
Yeah.
She knew she was coming with me.
Coulda.
Prat.
I'm going to jump back to the rest of the party. Einstein's just looking at the wibbly wobbly again going, yes, okay.
So I'm going to, after my little chat with Azzy, I'm going to take the piece of paper with the magical writing. I go back to Einstein, and this time I'm not going to try and technobabble again. I'm going to go for a different tactic. I'm going to ask him to explain some of the bits to me and pretend less knowledge than I actually have.
Okay. Can you give me another deception check, please?
16.
Could you also give me a sense motive, please?
Only 11.
Are you taking Einstein aside, or Azu, are you there too?
No, yeah, I'm just doing it in the middle.
Azu, could you give me a sense motive as well, please?
Yes.
You're getting lots of things, but you are actually trying different tactics each time. I wouldn't just let you keep rolling if you're saying the same stuff.
God damn it!
Oh dear, the dice have deserted us.
Yeah, 14.
14. So,
I mean, I could begin to pay attention.
Yeah, go on, give me a sense motive.
13 plus 7 is 20.
Okay.
If it's Sasha that works it out, you guys should reconsider your life choices.
Sasha specifically immediately gets an insight. Which this is going to trickle these down, which is Einstein begins explaining stuff to Hamid. And then you're like, cool, yeah, oh no, I really struggle with this, you know, like blah, 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 like playing yourself a little bit dumber.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm trying to adopt the teacher-student relationship to. Yeah.
He gets into that in a real big way. But he seems to be really bad at teaching.
Yeah.
And the issue is, he keeps coming in at, like, real high tier stuff, and you're like, cool, but why don't we start at the beginning? No, yeah, of course, yeah, okay, cool. Right back in at the, like, real high tier stuff. Sasha, you very much get the sense that this isn't just accidental. You know when someone is not saying stuff.
Just from the body language.
You don't read it as hostile. Weird. You don't read that he's trying to necessarily, like, get you all. And Azu, you're kind of getting a similar vibe. Like, both you and Sasha are going, okay, I see that he's not just, you know, a bad teacher. He's openly avoiding certain aspects of the topic and keep saying, I mean, we can take this one as read, of course. And you're like, no, can we go into this? Mm. I mean, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know.
And you said there's a couple of things in the instructions, which are things I've been specifically told to avoid. So I'm literally going to point to one of them on the paper and say, I was always taught that you should really avoid this, but I don't understand why. If they're using it, is there a reason for that?
Generally,
so, without saying which shit it is as well.
He's really, really struggling when you do that. A lot. Like, a lot. This plays out.
I'm going to go look for more gaps to see if I can find out more about what's going on the other side.
That's
maybe
a good idea.
Maybe one or two of you could help me.
Sure. I'll stay here, you know, lots of war work to do.
Yeah. Maybe someone should stay with him to make sure he stays safe.
That's a good call. I'm rubbish in a fight.
as we head off, I was like, right, I don't understand spell stuff, but I know when someone is like avoiding answering questions, because that's what we practice doing. It's a game we do so that if you're caught by the police, like, they ask you stuff and you say lots of things without saying anything, right? So I know when someone's doing that. Do you think that maybe he left part of his brain behind when he teleported around? So we don't know.
I'm not sure if he would know. I think that partial brainage would have had a worse effect.
I'm just saying, people say that, like, the teleporting messes with you in some way. I'm not meaning that, like, literally half of his, like, jelly brain is powering Mr. Ceiling or something, but, like...
Maybe he's old.
Maybe he is just
maybe
old.
He can't remember. Maybe... Maybe he never...
Maybe it's not really Einstein!
No, I'm pretty sure this must be Einstein.
I'm going to jump back to Grizzop. Eldarion at some point asks for you to stop. I would really appreciate if you can offer any kind of help or insight. I am quite out of my element here.
I mean, no.
Fair enough.
I don't know what you want. What do you want? I could shoot something. Rome is bad because I did a ritual? What do you want? You came here with me.
You know what? Fine. Fine. She starts walking.
Well, what? If you want help, be specific.
That was such a swallowing of pride and you just threw it back at her.
She starts walking.
Look, if you want help, just be specific. I don't know what generic help. Like, I can't give you sneakier shoes or make you shorter.
She's just walking.
Maybe take your jewellery off and put it in a bag.
Give me another stealth check, please. These are long-termers, not like...
28.
She does take her jewellery off and put it in a bag. She does fractionally better as a result.
See, that help, you're jingling less.
I'm going to jump back to the party. Eventually, like, a bunch more time is passing with Einstein going, oh, definitely working.
So it seems clear that he can't read the paper. Have I successfully deduced that from these interactions?
It'd be a very logical assumption, yeah.
Okay.
Einstein actually specifically goes, Azu, I could really do with your help in this corner, actually, you know? Lots of God-ing happening,
I
think.
I have knowledge religion, I can help you with that.
Sort of goes into a corner. Azu?
Hello.
I can trust you with a secret, right?
I'm a paladin.
See, that's not what I asked. I played this game before, you know. You thought I was Ed for a moment there, didn't you? Yeah, you did.
Oh, Ed.
It's fine, he's not dead, he's just trapped forever.
You can trust me with a secret if by keeping it I won't be harming the rest of my friends.
I mean, sure, okay. You have to promise not to tell them before I tell you. And cross your heart. And all that stuff.
I am a paladin Aphrodite. Hearts are what I do. Yeah.
That's a good line. I should totally use that one.
Yeah. She takes out the necklace of the Heart of Aphrodite that Erin Fairhands gave her, which I have had written down on my sheet for ages.
Oh, you didn't have to. Like, thank you so much.
No. Oh. No, it's still attached to her.
Oh.
She's like, I promise on this.
Cool. Okay, he has no idea what that is at all.
This is very important.
Okay, I'll take your word for that,
also,
I guess.
Also, it's a literal heart, so...
Okay, this is kind of hard for me. You know, ever since Newton's study, you know, way back when, I'm really, really good at, you know, teleporting. I'm super good, you know. It's Einstein. Hey, Einstein, you know.
Yes, we appreciate that a lot.
And you know what? Prestidigitation. Super, you know. I'll clean your clothes like effing, but I may have lost quite a lot back when I tried to get into Newton's stuff. That's all I got.
You've forgotten.
Forget's a strong word.
What word would you use?
I teleported really skillfully. All of the knowledge and skills I had accrued for a lifetime of study, somewhere I am not.
I was right.
Right. He's lost part of his brain.
He's teleported off his brain.
But you can't tell Hamid. It would destroy him, you know? He looks up to me so much. Sasha too, but not in the same way, you know?
I do look up to him.
Aww. Like, I'm everything the little guy aspires to, you know? I couldn't do that to him.
What can I tell him?
You're the people person, you know? I just sort of, pow, yeah, let's go to Bermuda or Spain. Pow, Einstein, he's so cool.
Right.
This is way over my pay grade now. So, I'm still probably fine to get us out, you know, that's cool. That's also sort of all I can kind of do.
That's all right, Einstein. We'll work it out.
Not all right!
Einstein beat me to my own line. Einstein sort of starts to cry a little bit. This is not all right, though, is it?
Sorry.
I better be a teacher, you know? And then they're all asking these questions, and I don't know, so I just tell them things about teleporting, and then they made me a head of faculty. I mean, for teleporting, thank God! But, you know, like, this is...
That's academia.
They're all like, oh, you know, I really struggle with you know, detect magic, and I'm like, it's fine, just don't do it.
Okay, Azu.
He's really, really upset now. Really, really upset.
Oh no, roll to comfort.
Oh, you don't have to perform it, you can take 10.
Take 20 and fail spectacular.
Just once, you're like, bang, right in the eye. Ah!
No, I'm going to like put an arm around Einstein.
You got to help me, they mustn't ever find out, okay?
Alright.
Okay. I'm going to jump back to Grizzop. Give me a survival check, please. Ooh. Eldarion doesn't even get this one.
Oh no.
She does not survive.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
Good thing I've got Endure Elements.
Partial.
Now, I need you to give me, there's been a lot of these, but it is on the cards. A fort save, oh, right. Please.
20.
Good. Not good. So, you start heading towards the city. It's easy at this point because everything's kind of crushed it, but the closer you get, the higher things start getting, etc. Then you hear the first of the howls that are approaching. And you recognise this. And you make one miscalculation, which is that you spend more time hiding your tracks and your scent, and not maybe making sure that flying dogs can see you. You made all of the right decisions for the wrong type of creature, basically. They get a bead on you. You immediately recognise that you can't take them. And I am going to jump to, you are currently running. What you now do is up to you, but you are currently running, and Eldarion is really struggling to keep up with you at the same time. Pursued.
Okay, yeah, we run for the, like, best cover we can find, which I'm assuming is this great big palatial building on top of a hill.
I mean, you go past what's left of this, like, pub that maybe had a cellar, but it seems to have had a lot of, like, fighting near there, so I wouldn't pick that one of the places.
Is like, the gross stuff from
yeah,
the...
Yeah, give that a wide berth. I wouldn't get near that one.
It's stinky.
Can we hear this?
You're...
Because if you're under hot pursuit, you're no longer trying to be quiet.
It's so interesting that you ask that. Yes. I'm not even going to get the perception check, because the thing is, it's weird, it's getting closer.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Sasha, do you want to see what's outside? And call us if we need to come and help.
I'm pretty sure that I'm going to need you. It's the dogs. We can hear them howling, surely.
For once, they all seem to be in the same place, which is helpful.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's go see
heads
what's up.
Yep, all right. Heads out to the front.
I get me axe out.
Gets me daggers out.
Everyone give me a perception check.
No. To see our friend.
27.
17.
30.
Sasha and Hamid.
I see through time.
You see all of the bad decisions that you made to get to this place, and you just changed them.
Yeah.
No. So you see, first you see a couple of, you know, dogs teleporting around up in the sky, down on the ground, and so on. And then you just are able to make out, the two of you, what looks to be Grizzop booking it towards where you are right now with someone else in tow.
How close behind them are the dogs?
It's going to be close.
How far away are they in terms of feet?
About 150.
150? I cast Fireball.
I'm going to end an episode there.
Okay, please don't blow up Grizzop.
It's fine. fine. I can aim it perfectly.
No, what I love is it's fine, it's fine. I fired board myself. It barely hurts, guys. It's fine. So, yeah, I may manage to reconstitute what's left into a party?
The range on Fireball, by the way, 680 foot.
That is unnecessarily large.
I know, right?
It's amazing.
Right, we will rejoin next week, and Bryn will manage to take out the new NPC and his friend, I'm sure, and everything will go terribly. That's
Hooray.
The plan.
That's why I asked what the gap between them is. The radius of Fireball is 20 foot. It's going to be fine.
All we've got to do is make sure if that happens that Sasha doesn't see the corpse.
What a lovely note to end on.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Had a spell like appropriate shoe wear.
Mm. Yeah, that's what she was going to cast.
I cast the spell casual flats.
Doesn't basically Hamid have that spell?
Yes.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The program is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for the programme audio series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.